This is Mark. You know, one of the things that we discussed a lot with Apple and the other partners was the burden of legacy. And I come from a, you know, retail background. I've been, you know, in that space a long time. And that's always the big barrier, right, is this sort of the albatross of legacy. And when we started working on this and thinking about it and implementation and, you know, how is it supposed to work, you know, we wanted to try to leverage existing rails as much as possible. And so, you know, I think that from an adoption perspective, we've tried to pull all the barriers down for this. You know, the data itself follows and is formatted to, you know, fit into existing, you know, systems and messages and languages. So, you know, I think that we've done is just about everything possible to try to remove all of the barriers for merchants. That being said, you know, the reality is that retail, merchants, payments, it all moves relatively slowly. But, you know, you can just look at the trajectory of how and what has changed in checkout and retail and shopping over the last several years. You know, the first iPad didn't hit the market until 2010, right? And here it is 2014, it's only 4 years later. And iPads themselves are, you know, hugely popular and, you know, broadly used in retail, right? I don't see them at Kroger or Albertsons or, you know, any other, pick your favorite shopping, you know, grocery store. But, you know, gosh, you know, you go to so many other specialty retail, other verticals, and it's all over the place. So I think the trajectory has changed on using consumer electronics, both as acceptance and presentment. And couple that with all the barriers that we've tried to bring down for adoption, and I think that, you know, we're going to see pretty broad scale use and adoption in the next, you know, couple of years here.